Recently, I had a chance for a sleepover at a budget hotel. And nothing happened as she candidly expressed this interest to do the deed. Am I the asshole for not wanting to continue to pay for her expenses and draw a distance?
We know f- I got a job.
Okay lah.
Am
I an asshole for making my daughter leave? That means like get out of the house? Because my husband is attracted to her.
Why you make your daughter leave? Why not both
She's
of
She's a f***ing asshole!
Ready, guys?
You got no choice. Let's go.
Okay, no choice.
Welcome back to the Liquid Courage Show, the Divorce Now podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today we are at Kempai 789.
Why
suddenly is this episode becoming Kenpai, bro?
You what did I say?
You how many do you Kenpai, bro?
Kenpai.
It's a very angmoh way of saying it.
Kenpai, Kenpai. We are at Kenpai 789.
And today...
Bye. And today we're lucky enough, right? Because we're trying out some more food. Look at that! Woohoo! That huge platter over there is called the Awesome Meat Platter. That's all I know about it, but it definitely looks awesome. There is duck, there is keropo, there is pork.
Yeah.
What's the name of the platter?
Keropo.
Honestly, right, keropo is my favorite meat.
Wait, what's the name of the platter?
No, it just says Awesome Meat Platter, but yeah. there's like fries also lah, not just meat lah. Next to that, we have the truffle chicken mushroom pizza, right? Looks pretty good as well. And also, this is obviously lamb rack with steak sauce and black pepper sauce.
Enunciation.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry, my English is my third language. Yeah. No, I'm not going to torture you guys anymore. Please dig into the food. Dig in.
Oh, okay,
right? Cool. While I...
Ladies first.
So, today, right, I'm going to explore some scenarios for you guys. And this is actually from a Reddit subreddit called Am I the Asshole? Have you guys heard of this before?
Nope.
So, Am I the Asshole is a subreddit where basically people have, like, questions, right, and scenarios where they share, and then people comment on whether they are an asshole or they are not an asshole, right? So this will act as the commenters, lah. So this is the first scenario. Now, okay, so this is the I'm assuming it's a guy. He says, I met a girl a couple weeks back, been hanging out quite a fair bit. By the way, right, what is a fair bit, lah, for someone that you just met for dating?
Every day.
Three dates.
Every day. I think it's every day.
Every day. Someone you just met.
When somebody that you just met, it's like 2 weeks maybe, and then you're like, oh, I've been meeting her a fair bit. And then it's like every day. And then you fuck every day.
The 2 weeks is every day.
Wait. Asshole.
First date, like, bro.
No.
Like, met this girl, like, not dating this girl, met this girl, then
fuck every day. Where do you meet people these days? It's one of those apps, right? Yeah, and when you meet on one of those apps, you... What do you do?
Just get to know the person lah.
Which app do you use? I also want to use it.
You're too young. No, but Jarvis, tell me.
Not every day, man.
No.
Twice a week already considered a fair amount.
Yeah, twice a week. Twice in two weeks already, like what? I know wow. time.
I would say like 4 times a week. Like, 4 times a week is a fair bit.
4 times a week? Might as well say every day, right?
No, I think that one is like her considered. That means a lot, really. Yeah. That means a lot, really. Okay. Each and every outing consists of me paying the bill for her shopping sprees.
And penetration.
Albeit inexpensive, that means less than 1K in total. I'm reading word for word, by the way. Less than 1K in total, that means that's her shopping sprees.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, each time.
In total.
She never once offered to go Dutch, and I never brought up the subject. Before I read the last sentence, right, because it changes things, lah. What do you think of that? What do you think about you just meet someone, right? I'm assuming the man, right? Just meet someone, but then start paying for all the shopping sprees.
Sugar daddy.
You wouldn't think that, is that a reflect?
Yeah. For the girl or the guy?
For the guy. Like every time you go out, right, 1K, the fella go like Pedro or what?
Yeah, lah, reflect, lah.
How do you spend $1,000 at Pedro?
I don't know. I don't make enough money to worry about Gucci or anything like that.
I don't even know what the f*** is Pedro.
Shoes
Pedro
and stuff.
Is a Chelsea player.
The footballer, like,
red flag,
It's a red flag. Mm. Boys, what do you think? If your date at that point, every day, like, after makan, right, cannot go do anything else, but, hey, let's go and check out this shop. Let's go and check out that shop. Red flag.
No lah, check out lah.
Okay.
I will check out the items. I will check out if she wants to buy. Bye lah.
You You buy
for her. No, buy. I'll wait outside. No, you want to buy one. I want to buy one. No, you
but
fucking buy one.
She want you to pay.
If she want me to pay, she can wait 300 years outside. If she tells me that, can you pay for me? I will.
Also, Jarvis, you never ever pay for your
I will pay. But if she tells me that I need to pay, then fuck you. Stay down there.
Like every day, $1,000.
See, that's
every day.
It's a red
flag. Yeah. I know when I need to pay. If she wants me to pay, fuck you. Stay down there. Lanchou.
Okay, so I'll tell you the last part, which is why I chose this, right? Because I feel like this story quite normal. This is the last part that made me laugh. Okay, so this is from the Redditor.
Recently, I had a chance for a sleepover at a budget hotel. And nothing happened as she candidly expressed this interest to do the deed. AKA Jarvis, what does that mean?
Fuck!
Yeah, there
that's
we go.
Anal.
I guess they don't fuck every day.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to continue to pay for her expenses and draw a distance?
Boy, you're now $7,000 in debt, right?
I just have a question.
Your cock still dry, bro.
You spend $1,000 each time you go out, but you go to a budget hotel.
Yeah! That's what? I'm just like, what?
Okay, I want to know, was it his choice or the girl's choice?
Okay, this is, okay, wherever you are, I read out, it's all I know.
An opportunity. You know?
Okay.
Maybe it was like, maybe this fella's an influencer, then go. The brand called him, say, we give you like 2 free nights.
Yeah, yeah. Go to Fragrance Hotel, we sponsor you. No, but it's interesting because he said a budget hotel, but nothing happened. So that means when he showed up to the budget hotel, right, he was expecting some shit lah. But then the entire bitch, maybe that bitch was just saying like, oh no lah, you know, then she just online shopping with his card or something.
Maybe he needs some like designer condoms or something. Then got chance.
Is it wrong to think that when you appear at a budget hotel, you ask someone to meet there, it instantly is like, okay, we're gonna do the deed. No? That's a budget hotel, no?
So the deed means,
right? You go budget hotel, right?
Yeah. You're okay, okay, then we just fuck. We just say fuck.
Like, why
the deed is fuck.
The deed.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, right? You go budget hotel.
Yeah, budget hotel, that means at least.
Yeah, $80 for 3 hours. Wait, you got 3 hours. Go.
So if it's a very nice hotel, like Raffles Hotel, fucking $600 a night, right? You wouldn't expect sex,
Because they will not sell the fucking hotel for 3 hours.
Yes.
No. Okay. I'm asking.
It's about the ambience.
What?
So okay.
I only looking one direction. There's no two direction. I look at a window or go talk coffee. You want tea? You don't want to. I want to. Give me fragrance, $35, 2 hours. Wow, I can tell you, West Coast and...
We are not endorsed by them, by the way. Just gonna put it out there. Wait, so, okay, can I just clarify this? Because I didn't get a straight answer. So, if it's a nicer hotel, right, you wouldn't show up expecting like, yeah, this fella gonna try and hit or what? You would just show up like, la di da di da.
Yeah, probably.
But you let lah, it's nice hotel.
I will let lah.
Which girl don't like nice hotel?
Rose petals, bathtub, all.
Yeah, rose petals. Wait, energy, bro. Come
on. It's happening.
Hey, got bathtub
lah? Got bathtub, bro.
Fragrance, no bathtub lah.
We're not talking about fragrance anymore.
Bro, I think if fragrance, you shower in the tap lah.
Yeah, even the basic is smelly.
All I see is there's a cock out the tap over
there. Yeah, that was challenge. Really, you go there for a purpose.
Yep.
You know, purpose you want to fight, girl, fuck you, Chiba, the fucking smelly.
Wait, so boys, if you're... Whoa, okay, I was... Okay, boys, so basically, if you bring a girl to any sort of hotel, regardless of 1-star, 2-star, or 7-star at Dubai, you are expecting... fucking.
Of course, if not, why would I bring her to a hotel? Bring her home.
Chiba, and then I spend all the money for what?
Yeah.
To talk heart to heart. Heart to heart, I spend what, $300-$400?
Isn't it an expression of how much you are willing to give her? Like giving her an experience, not just
okay, but
if you don't
know this person and I'm like, y'all haven't fucked before, then you go bring the hotel, man.
Okay. Let me set the scene. Dating for 1 month. Nothing exclusive yet, but dating for 1 month.
Before, no?
Yeah.
No, haven't fucked before.
Then I won't risk it.
What do you mean by you won't risk it?
I won't risk fucking paying for $500 hotel. Can or cannot fuck.
So you'll take the budget
no,
hotel?
No, because you will think that, oh, so sweet, oh, lovely man.
Maybe no fuck, but got blowjob.
Can.
Oh, okay lah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
what?
No.
$500 blowjob. Can get 10 women to give me a blowjob.
Wait, a blowjob? Really? Really? Yeah, that would
work. Why cannot? I think it's okay.
$500 for one blowjob.
But it's
because I also stay at the hotel.
Well, yeah. Vietnam need more people like you. They earn a lot of money. Then. For me, I'm a fuck first. So at least I know I pay $500.
包价。
I mean, sex is not the ultimate aim.
Okay, so what is?
I mean, the emotions.
No, also must acknowledge, right, then. Hotel sex, different sex.
You can be as loud as you want, what?
No, but must have the fucking sex in the bathtub. Make you fucking bathtub, put the lush, the fucking bath bomb.
By the way, it's fucking uncomfortable to have sex in the bathtub.
I don't care!
It's not about that.
It's
also like,
it's just
because I understand the vibes, lah.
Yeah. It's just, this is romantic.
It's never been like fucking fucking a bathtub.
No. But it's like,
unless you're talking about, like, you know, the bathtub can fit like 8 people inside, what, they got all the in the fucking world, right? Sure, like, right?
The
whole ideology kind of is to make use of fucking dollar and every fucking point that you want to make. So, I love you. You put your point across, but it should end up as sex.
Because it's not just sex, but
it's sex plus.
Important. Emotion. Sex is emotions plus motion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why budget hotel wouldn't work.
No, it would work with some people.
Now, Jarvis, just disclaimer first. I don't need this information at all. I just want to... I'm just asking a question, but I'm asking for the audience. Can I just check, right? How do you bring a girl and how do you propose the idea of going to a budget hotel? Do you straight up ask the girl that you're dating, maybe 1-2 dates, like, hey, you want go fragrance? Fuck. Or do you like try and sell it? Like, what is the strategy?
If I tell you now...
It wouldn't work anymore.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't get anymore.
Some secrets cannot be shared.
Some things, yeah, I cannot share. Because I know... I'm sorry, man.
Okay. I mean, it's fine.
Because now, if I tell you this line, then I tell you, I heard this somewhere.
Okay, the one that I've heard before, right?
Okay, he tell me, right? Nah, I'll give it a rating out of 10.
Okay. Right, so Jarvis is whispering to
the mic. Up the volume on the mic.
No.
Yeah, up the volume on the mic.
Jarvis is not a very soft talker. Rain, try.
From here, I can hear.
Not bad, quite convincing.
Wood bang. 10 out of 10.
I'll say 8.5 out of 10.
Is it the last time, like, okay, in a club or what, right? Then you say, like, oh, do you want to go and rest somewhere? No.
It's a matured man.
Yeah. If you know Jarvis, you kind of expected a bit more. But if you only know of Jarvis, right, then this is out of pocket. Like, you wouldn't expect this.
Okay.
It's like mukbang.
But the success rate is 100 lah. 100%.
No lah, success rate is not 100.
Mm-hmm. But it's high lah, it's high.
It's about 98%.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn.
Because there was one fucking bitch. Yeah, she started eating my ass.
Huh?
No. No, not licking my ass.
Hey, bro, that's a win.
No, eat, like bite my ass.
At
the budget hotel.
No. You know, eat ass means like.
Yeah,
at
where?
Budget
hotel.
Yeah, but she start biting my fucking ass, so I kick her face.
Then you fuck her.
No, lancha, fuck you.
I was asking the success rate to get the chick convinced to go to a budget hotel with you.
Yeah, 100%.
And then she just like, yeah, no, but this one bitch bite my ass. So I just like. Is that a success or like what do you want
okay,
out of this
interaction? Okay, so that's 100%.
No, not success, bro. Don't bite ass.
I want to know why and how that woman
she
bite
my ass.
No, to her biting your ass.
Because I asked her to eat my ass, so she took it literally. She wanted to eat. She bite my fucking asshole.
Oh,
for
no.
The viewers wondering, yes, there are people in the bar that can hear us in real life.
Oh, you're saying
behind the camera, there's plenty of people. Okay,
yeah, but I didn't know that. She didn't know what the meaning of, like, you know, eat ass. She's like,
just like, oh, okay,
yeah,
I'm.
Wait, why you must... Why
are
you like?
Yeah,
what is?
In
your asshole.
No, we respect. No, one is the below, one is the asshole. Double engine machine, bro.
But isn't that for girl? Why would she do that for you?
No, me. I'm showing what I do.
Oh.
But I asked her to eat my ass. She literally eat my fucking ass. What the fuck you want me to do? I kick her fucking face because I got shocked. Not because I planned to kick. She bite, I kick. And then it turned out very ugly. Got the guards all come.
Did she like the kick?
I don't think so.
Now, okay, guys, for the next MIDS, right, this one's a bit of a longer one. And again, before we continue, I would just like to have a little disclaimer. Jarvis, this one has nothing to do with assholes at all. Zero. Zero relation.
Thank you for the disclaimer.
Yeah, yeah, I just made that clear. Am I the asshole for making my daughter leave because my husband is attracted to her?
Yeah.
Wait, repeat.
I need to hear that one more time.
Am I an asshole for making my daughter leave? That means like get out of the house. Because my husband is attracted to her.
Why you make your daughter leave? Why not both
She's
of y'all leave?
She's a fucking asshole!
Wait, hang on. This is a story. It's a bit of a lengthy one. I'll try and speed through it. So I am a 55-year-old female married to my husband. So like...
Is this your husband? Of course you're married.
Married to my husband and my daughter's stepdad, 63-year-old male. 4 years already. My daughter, who is 23, and I have a complicated relationship. She's diagnosed with certain disorders, like mental health issues from like the previous relationship, like the trauma from the previous dad or like the biological dad and everything like that. And basically they have a bad relationship lah. So after she finished school, she moved in. The daughter moved in with her mom and the new stepdad. And they are trying to model a healthy relationship. However, the daughter doesn't get along with the husband. She is very introverted, a creative person who likes to immerse himself in escapism. Basically, she's a loner, a bit of a loner. And the husband also started acting distant from me when my daughter complained that his eyes lingered for too long. Basically, the daughter went to complain to the mom saying, hey, your husband is staring at me. So, okay, I'm going to pause here and ask. At this point, the story is getting a bit weird, so I don't have any questions.
I'm saying that she's an asshole for kicking the daughter out of the house because...
23-year-old daughter, by the way.
She's not the one who's supposed to be kicked out of the fucking house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not her.
So, finally, right, after that whole altercation, right, the husband, the stepdad, admitted that he's attracted to her daughter and it's hard to be around her all day. Said that she was a walking temptation and said that that is why that he was avoiding sex with her.
Fuck
AKA
you!
The wife.
Oh my god. Fucking disgusting. The guy should be out.
Yeah. 100% agree. Okay. Because it's not even safe for the daughter.
And that's very simple.
Disgusting.
This. Oh, be like, whoa. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being attracted to another person, but it's your partner's daughter. It's disgusting. Like, you are the one who should be volunteering. I'm sorry. This is how I feel. I feel like I should be getting out of the family right now.
Huh?
Bye.
So you're okay. You're saying that, yeah, it's understandable. So that
it's understandable that you would be attracted to somebody.
Can no point at me. Can no point at me and this in this situation.
Jarvis would be attracted.
Yeah. What?
You would be attracted to someone you're not supposed to be attracted to. And like...
No.
No, it's not something that people can control. That's what I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he should be the person who goes like, not I'm attracted to your daughter. It's hard for me to be around her. It should be, this is what I feel. I feel like I should get out of your family right
for
now.
For me, I think it's fucking family.
Yeah.
It's just family.
Exactly.
Vin Diesel.
Family. So this
family.
Is what, this is what the mom ended up doing, right? So she says, so I was so upset to hear this, that by the way, right, the husband is now avoiding sex with her because he's too turned on all day by the stepdaughter walking around. God damn.
He's 63, right?
He's 63, yes. 63 old man. I don't blame my daughter for this, but at the same time, the situation has become unbearable. So I gave my daughter money to stay at an extended stay hotel, asked her to utilize her college emergency financial and housing resources, basically to live elsewhere.
But she's okay with living the fucking disgusting motherfucking piece of shit.
Okay, but you said, right, that the mother and daughter got a weird relationship. So maybe this you've been used as an excuse to get her out of the house.
Whoa.
Because you're asking, right, to choose between like a husband who loves her and a daughter who like hates her, right? Then that's where like it gets a bit more grey.
Oh, that's a bit too deep, no?
But
that's dark.
This, but mother and daughter, no.
Mother and daughter.
Yeah, mother and daughter.
You tell me you don't know friends whose parents really fuck them up. They don't have a good relationship. Like,
yeah, so, you see until
that.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, like, so I'm saying it's understandable. Like, if this was, it could potentially, we haven't reached the end of the story, but it could potentially be the best case scenario where, like, for the mom, even though it could be a bit selfish, right? But you're saving the relationship, you're saving your marriage, and you're also, like, potentially, like, steering your daughter in, like, a better direction where you're not in constant conflict with everyone all the time.
But same is it really, really a good marriage if your husband is attracted to your daughter?
But it's okay. This one is his stepdaughter, so it's not like incestuous. it's not an incestuous.
Yeah, but
no, of course it's not.
Look, hey, if it's your actual daughter, right, then that's go to fucking jail. But like this one is, I'm not saying it's not weird. I'm still saying it's weird. Like, it's weird. It's
Isn't
weird.
It a fucking typical porn episode? Oh
my God. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't fuck up that shit in my head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That is good. This is not.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, but okay. So let's play the other side here, which is like, imagine if you're the mom, what would you do? Right, in this whole altercation happens, right? What would you do? Would you kick your daughter out, let her stay, or kick the husband out? What would you do?
So now the
house is just your daughter, your 23-year-old
daughter.
Now you
see,
with this horny 63-year-old motherfucker.
If the guy do it, if she do anything with the guy, then I'll be very disappointed in her. Because she's 23, she's an adult already. She should know.
But it's also your daughter.
Wait, the house is whose one?
Your house.
Oh, then I kick the guy out lah. Why kick myself out?
But that's your husband of 4 years. Husband of four years.
My daughter of 23.
Okay.
Okay, but also right, it makes things a bit less weird. Because this the guy right, did not watch the stepdaughter like grow up. He basically kind of like, not even like really adopted, but like he inherited.
Suddenly got some adult, like fucking hot 23-year-old in the house, right? Basically. That's what you're saying.
At that point, 19.
Huh?
4 years. Four years. Okay. So like you didn't watch them grow up. Like you basically kind of like you married someone who has an adult daughter. So it's slightly even less weird now.
It's still weird lah, bro.
It's still, I'm not weirder. Saying it's not weird. I'm saying it's weird.
Weirder, see.
But it's more understandable than like you adopt someone when they're like 3 years old and then you watch them grow up and then suddenly they're 18 and they're like, wow, hot. That's bucky creepy.
That's disgusting.
This one is like,
that is incest.
This is like the person you're dating has a hot daughter.
Would y'all try to like, not like kind of make it work though? Like, how? Don't kick anybody out, but kind of just...
No fucking minute, motherfucking way.
The minute the fella say, yeah, my cock steams every time I look at your daughter, then it's done.
If I'm the...
It's done.
My knife also fucking steams.
Once you say, I'm not going to fuck you because I'm turned on by your daughter and I want to fuck her instead, like that, it's over, lah.
Yeah, you won't try go gym ball first or what? You know, like, try to get the spark back by...
How? My husband attracted to a younger version of me. Like, how can I be that?
Go for some Pilate lessons or what?
That's fucked up, man. It's too fucking sick for me to even think about it.
There's no scenario that I would not chase the guy out of the house.
But I think that in a lot of these circumstances, right, you end up in violence, but you shouldn't. Because you should call the police. Because if you don't call the police, you'll stab the motherfucker and the fucker die.
I'm sorry, what kind of police
do?
Like you tell the police, my husband is attracted to my daughter.
Yeah, my daughter.
Catch him.
Okay, so he haven't do a, like...
No, never do anything, never just do anything.
Never fuck, I cannot call the police also.
Yeah, exactly. You do that.
Oh, fuck! Yeah. I will hit the husband.
You are the woman. You are the woman.
Wait, I'm the woman.
Yeah. What will you do?
I will get my fucking daughter out of the fucking house first. And then I will...
So you will get her daughter out?
Wait. Whose house? The name?
Your house.
My house.
Yeah.
I will get him out of the fucking house.
Right.
Yeah, I'll get him out of the fucking house. I'll tell my neighbors that this guy is a fucking molester.
Okay,
he's touching me.
But what, right? Okay, so nothing has happened, right? And your daughter, like, hates you. Your daughter, like, literally hates you. You guys don't get along. Like, you cannot see eye to eye on anything. Like, she tried to run away from home several times.
You're complicating the situation.
No, of course.
Wait,
we haven't reached the end of the story. Like, we don't know. What if this daughter, right, is like, also, like, really, like, because they like already got like a lot of issues and everything, right? It's also all these established facts in the story. Got a lot of issues, and like even like you just alone, right, are incompatible to live with the daughter.
Okay, but the guy like, still interested in her.
Yes. So at this point, it becomes a question of which relationship do you want to then?
I will trust my daughter more than the fucker.
But your daughter fucking hates you.
It's okay.
This man loves you, refuses to do anything. He's like, I cannot help it. I'm attracted to this person.
How can he love you when he don't have sex with you?
I will.
Because the guilt is eating him alive.
Yeah, but my daughter.
His cock cannot stand because like, he's wrecked with guilt about
then
this.
Then that's not my cock anymore. That's the daughter's cock.
But
fuck
the daughter child, well,
huh?
Problem gone, right?
I mean, the cock is attracted to the daughter. That right?
Is not
so
my
get
cock
the hell
anymore.
Not my cock anymore, my daughter's
wait,
cock.
I assume I'm the 55-year-old woman, right?
No, but
don't take this out of context.
Why the solution is that if the daughter leaves the scenario, right? Then for the wife, right? Like, for me, the problem doctor is removed from the situation, and now I can work on the relationship with the husband.
No, but this is one reason why I will never have children. Oh. Because ultimately, daughter is blood. I will stay with my blood, I will kick him out.
Exactly.
And now I work with my daughter. If you know, in movies, the daughter is the most fucked up thing. Can be the son God. Or daughter. No, in movies, can be the son, daughter. You know, Tamil movie. Never watch enough Tamil movie. Yeah, the daughter and son can be the most fucked up thing. Your enemy is actually your fucking friend. Your foe is your friend. Yeah, but first instinct is, fuck you, daughter, blood, stay. But daughter will backstab you, die. But at least it's blood, you know, it's family. That's why I believe never have fucking children, fuck BTOs.
Okay, but I get what Daniel was saying though. Like, in that case, I will ask the daughter to move out.
Huh?
I will ask the daughter to move out because that is for her safety and her mental health. But I will also ask the husband to leave.
How is
asking?
Then you're
alone by yourself.
Yeah. Not leave together. Leave separate ways.
Then you're alone without your daughter.
Without the what?
It's a lose-lose, no?
Ma'am, how is asking your daughter to move out is safety for her mental health?
Because if she hates the mom, like if she hates me, right? Then how is it good for us to be in constant contact?
Yeah, but how is it good for her to be staying alone by herself?
But she stayed alone. She just moved back in, what?
What?
The context is that she just moved back into the house, right?
Yeah. But it's the man's house.
Huh?
Oh shit.
So now it's not my house.
No, I'm
saying. Hey, Chiba, you tell woman's house.
The woman's house. The woman's house. The wife's house.
Yeah. So the daughter just moved back. It means she stayed alone before, right?
Mm.
Then do it again, huh?
Yeah, but now doing it again is based on the fact that now she swallowed all these facts.
Mm.
And now she's living again. You just trust her to be better with her mental health. She'll be okay.
Like, come back, visit, do whatever you want. But
you won't check on her?
I will definitely check on her. It's just that it's not good for either of us to be staying in the same situation for nothing to change, right? Especially when her safety is at risk.
Okay, just to end it off, right? This is how this person ends off the story. Right? She says this. I'm not abandoning my daughter. She qualifies for those resources, the money that she used to stay and everything. Since my ex is unemployed, the father, biological father, and we are in a substantial debt, I just need time to process the situation and don't want to leave my house to stay with my daughter. Just to stay with my daughter when I have a marriage to figure out whether or not to save. Am I the asshole? Yes or no?
Well, it's a damn complicated situation.
She wants to save her marriage. This could be her only chance in happiness.
I was, at some point, right? When your kids are adults, right? Fucking live your life. Live your life. Like, you put your life on hold for so long. I mean, all our parents made a whole bunch of sacrifices to provide for us and to be everything we need, right? At some point, right, we have to figure it out. It's not their job anymore. And why are we holding them back from happiness? If this marriage is what makes her happy, right?
Yeah.
And his daughter already not good relationship and everything, right? At some point in your life, right, just be a bit selfish, focus on yourself and just go for it.
I wanna say yes. Like you're a fucking asshole until he said that.
Yeah, so no.
I thought about myself being the fucking child. I say, parents, be happy. Yeah, so then yes. I mean, no. They're not assholes for trying to live their own lives.
Mm. I'm just going to read some comments.
For as long as the fucking child can know how to, determine what's right and what's wrong.
Mm. And in this situation, you've already found all the resources to make it financially viable. It's not a strain on anyone. Now, honestly, you fucking did your homework. Good job, mom. Mm. Really, you've done it. Just it's not even at this point like really just being selfish. Like selfish just saying like, you're on your own, get out of my house. Yeah. I want to save my marriage. This is like, I'm finding all the resources for you. You're eligible for this, this and this. Go back to school, do this, you can find this. You've already done like so much. Like if you want to focus on your life, right? 55, how many years you have left to live lah? Let's enjoy them lah.
Let's fucking enjoy them.
55, eh? Quite old.
There's a shortcut to this. Don't have children. Thank you very much.
I hope that's not the main takeaway, but ladies, I want to ask you something, which is like, okay, so daughter out of the picture, like living on her own that you're paying for the, apparently that's your obligation or whatever. Now, then you go home and your ex-husband who has admitted that he cannot have sex with you because he's not turned on, because he's too turned on looking at your
He's
too turned on because of your 23-year-old daughter that was staying
so
in the house.
So it's his daughter.
Yeah. So now how do you recover the relationship, ladies?
Oh.
There's no
how must recover?
Yeah, just how do you recover?
Must recover. Like if you...
Like what is no what is the way to get recover. Out of this? Yeah.
No option to not recover.
Imagine recover. That no choice, you're trying to save the marriage. Okay? What would you do?
Good luck, girls.
What's that pill called?
Bounce back?
Blue or red pill?
No. The...
Okay, yeah, but got picture
back,
of the daughter.
The dick get hard pill.
No, it's Reddit.
They never provide context. So, like.
Wow, so if the daughter super hot, then how?
Hey, what do you...
Understandable to be attracted to people.
Your no, but daughter? So attracted that you can't fuck your
it's
wife.
It's not your daughter.
It's... Like, you're so attracted to this random person, aka your daughter's... your partner's wife. Daughter that you cannot fuck your partner.
Well, that's guilt.
Ah. So it's not. It's about the guilt. It's not about the...
Your wife is not because of the guilt.
Well, then do it.
Yeah.
Then maybe go doctor.
But it's not...
Get
but
the blue chew or something. The Noah.
I'll fuck anybody.
What about you, Angelina?
You sure anybody?
There's no scenario that I will try to salvage a relationship.
No.
It's too weird.
4 years marriage. Yeah. Your second marriage.
It's too weird.
You already failed at one already.
No, but I think I will always see the daughter, no matter what, hot or not, as a daughter. Like stepdaughter or daughter is like daughter.
No, that's a normal person, but I'm saying like in the perspective of your partner find them hot.
Yeah, that's too bad. My partner is fucking problem.
4 years relationship. 4 years
okay,
marriage.
Javis, right. 4 years marriage, your wife finds your son hot.
Oh, then no. I will think, where's my son? Because I will never have a son. Then like, Jiba, you find ghost hot ah? You fuck ghost lah, fuck ghost. No, I will never have children. That question doesn't apply to me.
Yeah. But no scenario that I will get back together with the guy. It's like, okay, my first marriage failed. It doesn't matter if my second marriage failed as well. But I will not put myself through this. Sorry. I will not put myself through this.
But if any man or woman finds the partners... son or daughter hot is fucked.
It's weird. Yeah.
It's weird. It's fucked. It's awkward. It's gone. It's lunch out. And the partner is like able to accept it. Try to work things out. All fucked. Everything fucked. Should make a Netflix series about how fucked their whole relationship
Black
is.
Black Mirror.
Yeah, call it Black Mirror. Yeah.
Why at first he say no. Then he's like, just give it. Hot or not? My daughter hot or not? You biological or not? Don't lie! Don't lie to me! You say now! You say
fucking
now!
What?
Don't lie to me! You say!
Yala yala! Hold on!
You're a bit you have a bit so you don't love me anymore?
Sorry.
It could very well be like that.
It's all fat.
It could very well be like that.
It's ask me that time more time, you become fat.
Really? It's fucked.
Yeah. I won't be able to see the person the same way.
Yeah! That's why the whole thing is fucked. If my partner sees, if I see my partner's like daughter hot, I know I'm fucked. Okay, baby. I will not see you again. Bye-bye. I will go somewhere else where I can feel safe.
I will leave both.
I will get the fuck
if
out.
If you're the responsible person, you would extract yourself from the situation.
Yeah, I will get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But I just go Bali chill for a while.
I won't go Bali, I'll go to another neighbor. That side.
Where?
Yeah, the other side of the house lah. Find someone who got no children.
Other side of the house.
Some ugly daughter or what? Find someone. Okay.
Find someone
with ugly daughter.
Find someone with an ugly daughter.
Put your Tinder bio lah. Divorce okay. Daughters must be ugly.
That's a requirement. Not sure how we ended up here.
But no, we know Javi's life story.
Cheers to that, man. Cheers to that. Cheers to that.
This is my God. I said, nah, I never have children.
Cheers. I mean, we're going to continue on with more Am I the Asshole in another episode. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Long story short, Jarvis doesn't want kids. And that may or may not be a good thing. You decide for yourselves in the comment section below.
Maybe the best thing.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Liquid Courage Show. Thank you to Kanpai Group for having us.
Group 789.
All the food and everything like that. And we will see you guys in the next one. Cheers.